Before you make this offering of catena cloth, may you all sit meditation. Today, those who have faith have come to offer the catena cloth in Wat Map Chan. You have come in harmony and with a strong determination. This faith that you have is a conviction and confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. This faith is a wealth. It's called a noble wealth. It's a highest type of wealth. If there is flooding, it can't take away your faith. If there is a big fire or other natural disasters, our faith will still be firm. There is nothing that can destroy our faith. When we have faith and confidence, we have a strong intention to offer this catena cloth as homage to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. We do so in a way that the Buddha had built his parami or spiritual perfections in the past. In one of his past lives, when the Buddha was practicing as a bodhisattva, he was a poor Brahmin. Between himself and his wife, they only had one garment that displayed their status as a Brahmin, the highest caste. So they had to share this one cloth between them and go in turns to listen to the Buddha's teachings. When the husband went to listen to the Dhamma, the wife would stay home. And when the wife went, then the husband would stay home. Now it was a time the Bodhisattva went to listen to the Dhamma during a catena ceremony, and he wore that one cloth that showed, I am this status of a Brahmin, a high status, higher than others, though in reality he was poor. He had a strong faith and wanted to offer the catena cloth as well. He pondered on this since sunset till 10 p.m. and couldn't bring himself to offer this one and only cloth. He listened to Dhamma and contemplated on the teachings, and much joy arose. At 10 p.m., he still couldn't make the offering. It was something that was incredibly difficult to do. He had many concerns come up in his mind. If he gave up this cloth, then he and his wife wouldn't be able to go out of the house. Others wouldn't know that they were Brahmins. Others may think they were of a low caste and insult and abuse them. They couldn't bear this hardship. It's like they had to swap their life and very own existence of a Brahmin away in order to gain the life and development of goodness. He struggled with this, but in the end, he could give it up and make an offering with that cloth. He then shouted, I have conquered. And his victory call reached even the king who was at the ceremony. What did he conquer? He conquered his own greed and stinginess that was deep in his heart, something that's very difficult to conquer. If it was wealth and money, he could have easily given it up. But this was giving up his high status of Brahmin. He had to give up all his worth. But the Buddha in that life succeeded in conquering it. The king was delighted in the Bodhisattva's act and rewarded him with much beautiful cloth. But all that he received, he gave it to the Buddha of that era. He only kept a pair of cloth for him and his wife. He had already given away his only cloth, and the mind was left with no greed. And so even when he received a lot of cloth, he didn't desire it. This is a great spiritual development that our Buddha had built in the past. And he did actions like this over an uncountable number of lifetimes. These helped him build his parami to its completion. Now in this last life that the Buddha was fully enlightened, he allowed the faithful lay people to gather together in harmony to offer catena cloth. And the monks here that receive the cloth need to also have harmony in their own practices as spiritual seekers. Different monks will undertake strict austerities. There are 20 monks who don't sleep at night, others who have taken a vow of not speaking, some who only eat what they get begging for alms in the villages. And this is in addition to the other common ascetic practices of eating in one sitting, as well as practicing strictly in line with the teachings and discipline as set down by the Lord Buddha. These are all kept for the purpose of developing mindfulness. for developing firm samadhi, and to contemplate in order to develop wisdom, this all-round knowing, or knowing that is complete. This is a mind heading to emptiness. The mind that can have emptiness will be Lokuttara, a mind that has gone beyond and above the world. This offering of Katina cloth you are doing today supports those that are on the path to go beyond the world, going to the Dhamma and to Nibbana. When we support in this way, then we are also on the current heading towards Nibbana. This current is made by all the merit, all the wholesome and good actions that we have done. Do you notice that I don't announce how much has been offered, that this person gives this much or that person that much? You come together and all of you sit all the same here. When we do it in this way, your actions become more meritorious than normal. This is because our actions come from a mind that is radiant, and the money that we donate has been gained purely. We didn't steal or gain it through corruption or cheat or rob. This money is pure, and the intention we have in our hearts is for us to get rid of the greed within. The Buddha taught us to give up greed, and today we have succeeded in giving up greed. We have given up everything. We have put down our duties, our work, and comforts. There are many who have helped the work of setting up and organizing the Katina so that everyone can gain benefit. The ones who set up food stalls freely and happily give these out to those who come, and these givers will receive much happiness and joy. There are many who have come from far away. Some monks have come all the way from the north in Chiang Mai and Ubon Ratchathani, some from Salapuri, Kanchanaburi, Sukhothai, Phitsanulok, and Nakhon Ratchasima. Why have they come? They've come to Anumodana and rejoice with all the goodness of the lay people that have come together in harmony with strong intentions to offer the Katina cloth in homage to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. The Buddha said that one gains great benefit by offering Katina cloth. This is because it is giving up of a sense of self, and it's a harmonious and unifying act. You can all hold on to that this life you have been a sponsor of a Katina. Everyone here is a sponsor. Whoever has strong faith and more financial means can support more, and those with strong faith but with less financial means can support according to your capacity. And this is all for the purpose of building a great Buddhist monument, a chedi that will enshrine the Buddha's relics. This year, the development of the chedi has progressed a lot, and by the end of this year, the exterior of the top Chinese section will be finished. Next year, you will see the decorating of the interior, and the stairs should be finished. In the next few years, it should be all completed. Then you'll be able to participate in the ceremony for the completion of the chedi. Many of you have given and supported since the very beginning, since the placing of the foundational posts, all the way supporting every year in the Katina till this one now, again coming together wholeheartedly. And today on this occasion, it's as if the Devas are opening up the skies. It has rained each day except for today, and now the sun is shining the strongest. Anumodana with all of you that build goodness, following the Buddha's example. When we have a foundation of sila or moral conduct, then we develop ourselves spiritually, following the Buddha's footsteps, and our mind follows the way to Nibbana. By practicing our chanting and meditation consistently, we keep building our merits bit by bit. We determine to establish the mind in samadhi, and we are constantly practicing mindfulness in every posture, whether walking, sitting, standing, or lying down, by keeping Butoh in mind. If we have a lot of distracted thinking, we can try pressing our tongue on the roof of our mouth. We should see then the thoughts decrease and possibly disappear. If we press hard, then there may be no thoughts. We then press just slightly and develop mindfulness with the in and out breath. our mind becomes more peaceful, and this is more merit. We are born into this world and have everything, but when we have dana and sila, then we gain more happiness and peace. And when we develop inner peace and wisdom through our meditation, then we gain great benefit. This is the path the Buddha taught for us to develop the inner Buddha. Today we have developed the inner Buddha bit by bit, becoming awakened and joyous in our hearts. This is how we follow the Buddha. Whether we are at home or in the monastery, we can often recollect that in this one life, we have been a sponsor of a katina. Everyone is a combined sponsor. Whether one has a lot or a little, you all come together in harmony and as one. And when you anumodana and rejoice at everyone else's good actions, then our merits grow. We come 1,000 people here, and by rejoicing with everyone, our merit grows greater. We also anumodana with all those that have come together to offer katina cloth all around Thailand and all around the world. When we gain more merit, our minds become like a dewa as well. We've developed to have a human body and mind, but now we progress our minds to develop from a human to a dewa. And then when we develop our knowing to be in step with things as they arise, then our minds develop to become an inner monk or high-minded. And lay people can develop this state as well. If we reflect on our goodness and this brings us joy, then we should think of our goodness every day. From today till next year, we can think of this great merit of offering katina cloth. Today you have made this offering of katina cloth. Does your mind feel joyous? You can listen to chanting or chanting along as well. And as we listen, we feel joyous. You can reflect and recollect in these ways as methods to make the mind peaceful, which improves our merit and goodness. By the parami of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, by the parami of all the Bodhisattvas, may all of you, with great faith in the Buddha, his teachings, and with a mind established in the Sangha, may you all gain great happiness and prosperity in this life and the next, and may you all know and see the Dhamma. May you overcome all obstacles, and if you are born again, may you all be enlightened quickly. If you have much spiritual merit, then may you succeed in gaining enlightenment in this very life.